It's Saturday and Coffee Mumbo Jumbo opened the front door, walked out with one thing in mind, to come to Nettle Market. Taking the tube from Tooting is not that easy on a Saturday when there's actually works on the tube, on the underground. So I got thrown a little bit, but I made it here. Got off at Clapham North and then took the overground to Shoreditch High Street and then the bus to Nettle Market, northeast of Tooting, so away from where I normally am on a Saturday. But the reason for coming is to meet Tyrone Coffee, Tyrone & Co. This is a coffee company here established in 2011. But the twist about that is that the coffee that Tyrone's are serving here is actually roasted in Italy. Now, the owner of Tyrone UK, Eddie, is away for 2 weekends, but I've met Ben, who's pulling shots for him today. Hello. And Ben is a well-seasoned barista. He's taken part in the championships this year. He's worked at Notes. He's worked at Look Mum No Hands. He's worked at, where do you work now?
Association Coffee.
Association Coffee, yes. As well. But you're a music student, so in the background we're having a bit of house music.
House music, that's
right. Turn it up, crank
New
it
D.
up.
This guy's really good.
Is he?
Yeah. It's called Just House as well.
Is it?
Yeah, it's great.
All right. So, tell me the combination between coffee and music. Is that what buzzes you?
I think it is definitely like a cultural thing. Like when I was growing up, I still am, but when I was at music college in my hometown, I was always going to the best coffee shop in the city, a place called Coffee Aroma in Lincoln.
Okay.
It was a bit pretentious, but I really, like, everyone there had something interesting about them, and it was this interesting world that I you know, bought into and wanted to know more about. So when I moved to London, I started working at Notes, and it was a whole new world for me to explore, and I've loved every second of it, really.
So today you're helping out because Eddie's away. Do you sometimes do that here at Nettle Market?
Yep, I'm a local. I moved here like 8 months ago, so I met Eddie through Callum, the young barista, who worked for Eddie as well.
He's
kind of, you know, well known in the coffee circles of London.
Yeah.
Now and then. I like to work in lots of different shops. You get to experience different machines and make different coffees for lots of different people. So it's really good to build up on your skills and adapt, you know, different scenarios.
Yeah. Now tell me a little bit about the coffee. What do you know about this coffee? I've just had a double shot, actually, which had this lovely acidity. Not something that you equate to necessarily with Italian coffee.
It is very interesting. Like, it's a blend of three beans, so 65% from the Dominican Republic, and that's it gives it the really, you know, good body and persistence. 20% from Brazil, in southern region. Minas Gerais. Can never pronounce it. 15% from Mexico, so that's Chiapas, and that's gives it kind of really interesting, more complexity, like citrus flavors. I think it works really well on its own or with milk. It's great to see, you know, something coming from Italy.
I mean, what's so funny is that nowadays you go in a lot of really nice coffee shops who either have their own coffee, but also a lot of guest espressos shown. So I understand that, but on the other hand, you know, we always talk about freshness of the beans. Now, how long do you think that Tyrone coffee takes to come here to London from Italy, and how fresh is it when you serve it?
I think it's pretty fresh. I mean, obviously, you know, coffee has to rest, you know, for a good week or so until it's best. You know, three or four days takes for it to come. Eddie will know better than me.
Yes.
But he has a friend there in Italy, you know, he works with and talks with about what he wants out of the blend.
So that's the roaster himself that he knows well?
Yeah, so yeah, he uses an old 1950s roaster. It's all done by hands. It's all artisan. So I think, you know, Eddie loves that whole world of artisan coffee.
Yes.
So it's cool. It works. It's hanging.
Yeah. Well, actually, now is a bit of a lull moment, but when I arrived, I must have attracted lots of people because, you know, we were working non-stop for about 20 minutes, pulling shot after shot after shot. But you were saying that you actually, in a way, prefer working indoors because it is quite tricky with the atmosphere and everything changing, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
How do you think it affects the coffee?
Well, you just have to keep checking it, keep tasting. It's the most important thing. Obviously, when it gets a bit warmer, the grind is going to get warmer, and then you fine it up. It's like, that's part of the fun, you know, some, you're working with something that's ever changing.
It's organic, yeah, the biggest sense and best sense of it, yeah.
Every day, yeah.
Okay, different. So from your point of view, you've tasted a lot of different coffees. What is special about the Tyrone coffee?
For me, the best thing is the acidity. It's just a lovely finish. It's like, it's not too much. Like, I find with a lot of blends, sometimes they're great in milk, but then on their own, it's like, you can get a bit too tart, a bit too... I think people are putting a bit longer shots now in London to kind of balance that out.
Yeah.
But for me, like, yeah, the Tyrone kind of blends, the acidity at the back of the throat is what I really like about it.
Mm. So. I mean, actually, I had it, 20 minutes ago when I came, and I can still really feel it. So there's a nice, lovely, lingering finish. So that's great. Look, hopefully I'm going to get a bit of beans to take home to test and taste at Coffee Mama Jumbo's HQ, but I will be back to meet Eddie himself in person. And it was great meeting you, Ben. I mean, you're a lovely, smiley, welcoming person, and that shows, and I'm sure it transfers into the cup, onto the palate of whoever. So I would say come to Nettle Market and try Tyrone coffee.